आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस: प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू डिस्ट्रीब्यूट ओवर 51,000 अपॉइंटमेंट लेटर्स अंडर द 17th रोजगार मेला दिस मॉर्निंग। Election Commission directs state chief electoral officers to finalize preparation for nationwide special intensive division. At least 10 people feared dead in a massive bus fire accident in Kurnool district of Andhra Pradesh. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh releases Defense Procurement Manual 2025 to facilitate procurement worth over 1 lakh crore rupees. First uncrewed test flight of ISRO's Gaganyaan mission set to launch in the first week of December. And India storms into semi-finals of ICC Women's ODI World Cup with a dominant victory over New Zealand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly recruited youth in various government departments and organizations through video conferencing this morning under the Rozgar Mela initiative. The Prime Minister will also address the new appointees during the event. The 17th Rozgar Mela will be graced by Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh and Minister of State for Road Transport and Highways Ajay Tamta. Rozgar Mela is a step towards fulfillment of Prime Minister's commitment to accord highest priority to employment generation. It will play a significant role in providing meaningful opportunities to the youth for the empowerment and participation in nation building. Campaigning for the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections has intensified. NDA star campaigners are holding rallies across the state in support of the candidates. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address election rallies today in Samastipur and Begusarai. Our correspondent reports that polling for the first phase of elections will be held on the 6th of next month in 121 assembly seats spread over 18 districts.
Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch his election campaign for the Bihar Assembly elections today from the Dudhpura airfield ground in Samastipur district. This will be his first rally after the announcement of the Assembly elections. The Prime Minister will also pay tributes to Bharat Ratna Jan Nayak Karpuri Thakur at Karpuri Gram. Mr. Modi will later address another public meeting in Begusarai. Janata Dal United National President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will also take part in the election campaign. The Grand Alliance Chief Ministerial Candidate and RJD leader Tejasvi Prasad Yadav will also launch his election campaign from today. He will address several rallies in Vaisali, Saharsa, Darbhanga, Muzaffarpur and Samastipur. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
In the second and final phase of the Bihar Assembly elections, a total of 1,302 candidates remain in the contest for 122 constituencies across 20 districts. Yesterday was the last date for withdrawal of nominations, and 70 candidates withdrew the nomination papers. 1,761 nomination papers were filed, out of which 1,372 were found valid after scrutiny. During the scrutiny, 389 nomination papers were rejected for the second phase, of which polling will be held on 11th of November. In Andhra Pradesh, a private travel bus caught fire and completely burned, leading to the death of at least 10 passengers in Kurnool in the early hours of today. The bus was heading to Bengaluru from Hyderabad when the mishap occurred in the suburbs of Kurnool in the early hours of today. Around 40 people were on board while the accident occurred, and 15 of them have been rescued and admitted in hospital.
In a devastating bus fire accident near Chinnathekur village in Kurnool district, a private travel bus caught fire after hitting a two-wheeler in the wee hours of today. According to the passenger list, there were 40 people on board along with two drivers, and the bus was travelling from Hyderabad to Bengaluru. According to Vikrant Patil, superintendent of police, Kurnool, 15 people have been rescued and admitted to the hospital, the police said. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister and Chandrababu Naidu expressed deep shock over the incident. In a post on X, he extended condolences to the families of the victims and assured that the government authorities will extend all possible support. Henry, Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief over the tragic loss of lives in a bus fire accident in Kurnool, Andhra Pradesh. In a social media post, the president extended heartfelt condolences to the bereaved family members and prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. President Draupadi Munmu will proceed to Kochi today from Kottayam to attend the Jubilee celebrations of St. Teresa College in Ernakulam. We have more from a correspondent.
Kottayam, the literary city of Kerala, continues to remain in high spirits over the visit of President Draupadi Murmu. A large number of people gathered along the roads yesterday to greet the president during her journey from Kottayam to Kumaragam. While inaugurating the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of St. Thomas College, Pala, the president commended Kottayam for its outstanding contributions in the field of education. After the function, the president proceeded to Kumaragam, where she is staying overnight. The president is scheduled to leave for Kochi at 10 a.m. to attend a program at St. Teresa's College, Ernakulam. Smithy M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh released Defence Procurement Manual, DPM 2025, in New Delhi. New DPM will be effective from the 1st of next month, which will facilitate the revenue procurement amounting to approx 1 lakh crore rupees by the three services and other establishments under the Ministry of Defence. Appreciating the efforts of his ministry and headquarter, Integrated Defence Staff, for the revision of the manual, Mr. Singh said that the new manual will provide more opportunities to MSMEs and startups in the field of defence manufacturing and technology, duly ensuring fairness, transparency and accountability in procurement. To ensure passenger convenience, Union Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav reviewed the status of special trains running during the festive season from the War Room at Rail Bhavan in New Delhi. He yesterday interacted with officials and took stock of the railway's preparations ahead of Chhath Puja. The War Room has been set up to monitor and manage the festival rush at railway stations. Mr. Vaishnav said the arrangements include three levels of war rooms across the country.
War rooms have been set up. One operates at the divisional level, another at the zonal level, and a third at the railway board level. The railway board level war room also receives feeds from the divisions and zones. In addition, a mini control room has been established at every major station. Through this entire system, the position of every station across the country where additional trains are needed, what kinds of problems are arising, is being managed in a coordinated manner.
Problems are in a coordinated way.
Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that India and the United States are making steady progress in the trade negotiations. In an interaction with Doordarshan, Mr. Goyal said that both sides are actively engaged in talks with teams from India and the US working closely to advance discussions. He expressed optimism that the two countries could reach such an agreement in the near future.
We are in dialogue with the United States of America. Our teams are engaged. We recently had the Commerce Secretary visit the U.S. and he met with his counterparts. We continue to engage with them and talks are progressing. We hope to work towards a fair and equitable agreement in the near future.
The Indian Space Research Organization Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan has informed that 90% of the work on Gaganyaan uncrewed test flight mission G1 is over and they are set for launch in December 1st week. Speaking to media persons in Bengaluru yesterday, Dr. Narayanan said that the test and crew module will escape system, parachute module, communication systems and other subsystems are successful.
Gaganyaan mission is going very well. When you talk about Gaganyaan mission, a lot of technology development has to take place, you are aware. Number one, the rocket has to be human-rated, orbital module has to be developed, then environmental control safety system has to be developed, then coming to the crew escape system, parachute system, and then, of course, human-centric products. I will say today, something around 90% development work is complete.
Vyoma Mitra humanoid will fly in the uncrewed Gaganyaan mission to low Earth orbit in December. The final crewed mission of Gaganyaan is targeted for the year 2027 when three Indian astronauts will travel to outer space and will be brought back. The GST Bachat Utsav kicked off on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Today, a correspondent brings a report on how the new GST rates in the agriculture sector are helping farmers.
To provide major relief to farmers, the government has implemented significant tax reduction in the agriculture sector under the next generation GST reforms. Taxes on various agriculture equipment, including sprinklers, drip irrigation systems, and harvesting machinery, have been reduced from 12% to 5%, making these essential tools more affordable for farmers. Similarly, under GST 2.0, biopesticides and several micronutrients have been placed under the 5% GST slab, helping promote the use of bio-based and sustainable agriculture inputs. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Sanjay Chankakoti, a farmer from Assam, appreciated the government's decision.
I'm a farmer from the Kamrup district in Assam. I do horticulture in my area. I cultivate fruits and also cultivate cocoa. The recent decision by the government to reduce the GST has benefited us farmers a lot. For example, the GST on chemical fertilizers was previously 12% to 18%, but now it has been reduced to 5%. This will provide us with great relief.
These tax cuts encourage mechanization in agriculture, reduce manual labor cost, and improve crop production. Saklayan Akhtar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Regional Met Department of Tamil Nadu has predicted the formation of a low-pressure area over southeast Bay of Bengal, adjoining east-central Bay of Bengal today. The low pressure is likely to move west-northwestwards and become more marked during the next 24 hours. The Met Department, in its forecast, said that heavy rains are likely over North Tamil Nadu coast. In ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India stormed into the semi-finals after beating New Zealand by 53 runs at the DY Patil Stadium in Navi Mumbai last night. Put into bat first, Indian openers Pratika Rawal and Smriti Mandhana hit brilliant centuries to power India to a massive 340-for-3 in 49 overs in the rain-affected match. Mandhana scored 109 while Rawal made 122 as they shared a record-breaking 212-run opening stand, the highest for India in Women's World Cup history. Chasing a revised DLS target of 325 from 44 overs, New Zealand managed 271-for-8 in the allotted overs, with Brooke Halliday top scoring with 81 runs. With this victory, India has now joined Australia, England and South Africa in the semi-finals. At the Asian Youth Games 2025 in Bahrain, India clinched goals in Kabaddi with both the boys and the girls teams topping their respective podiums. Both Indian teams faced Iran in the finals. The boys edged out Iran in a close contest, winning 35-32, while the girls dominated the match with a commanding 75-21 victory. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Abhishek. The upcoming Bihar elections continue to make front-page news. In most of the dailies, the Tejaswi named opposition chief minister face. Mukesh Sahni, surprise Deputy Chief Minister pick, leads Hindustan Times. India to tighten Moscow oil tap after US sanctions, reports the Economic Times. Railways to create permanent Yatri Suvidha Kendras at 76 high-density stations, states the Indian Express. Pan-India Special Intensive Revision, SIR, to cover more than 10 states in the first phase, says the Hindu. Government initiate process for next Chief Justice of India, Surya Kant, is next in line, informs the Asian Age. No country for young. Nepal's Gen Z sees little hope at home, says the Business Standard. And finally, her city, well. The Pioneer reports that Delhi okays night shifts for women. They can now legally work in shops and commercial establishments at night. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Anita. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to distribute over 51,000 appointment letters under the 17th Rose Guard Mela this morning. Election Commission directs State Chief Electoral Officers to finalize preparation for nationwide special intensive revision. Many passengers were dead in a massive bus fire accident in Kurnool district of Andhra Pradesh. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh releases Defence Procurement Manual 2025 to facilitate procurement worth over 1 lakh crore rupees. First uncrewed test flight of ISRO's Gaganyaan mission set to launch in the first week of December. And India storms into semi-finals of ICC Women's ODI World Cup with a dominant victory over New Zealand. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.